Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our third installment of Washing for Bread. A classic question that comes up in the context of Netilas Yadayim is when to make the bracha. The normal bracha, the normal rule for making brachos on mitzvos is the bracha must be made over la'asiyasan. Over la'asiyasan means one makes the bracha immediately before one performs the mitzvah. So, for example, person puts on tefillin in the morning, one doesn't make the bracha after putting on the tefillin, but on the other hand, one makes the bracha immediately before they fasten the tefillin upon their arm, their head, etc. You don't make the bracha while the tefillin is still in the bag. So if we were to transfer this to Netilas Yadayim, when would you make the bracha on washing? Presumably, you would fill up the cup, and before you start pouring water on your hands, make the bracha. Of course, that's not our practice. Why not? So the reason is as follows. On the possibility that the person's hands are considered ritually impure or even dirty, what a strange thing would be to make a bracha with Hashem's name right before one cleanses oneself. So therefore, by this specific context of making the bracha on an act of purifying oneself, of cleansing oneself, it would be so bizarre to evoke the bracha before you've done the act of purification. Okay, so we wash our hands first. So what? So we totally throw this idea of bracha before fulfillment of mitzvah out the window? Well, not exactly. One of the laws associated with the Netilas Yadayim, which is a good thing to realize, is ha'ochel lechem b'lid nigov, a person who eats bread without having dried his hands, ki'ilu ochel lechem tameh. It's as if he's eating an impure bread. In other words, he hasn't solved the problem. There's a whole discussion, the water that gets on my hand when I'm washing my hands, maybe that water becomes impure. Now, there's a whole concept that's really why we wash a second time. The idea of washing the second time is to wash the impure waters off. But the bottom line is, still from a perspective, maybe there's some drop of water that I missed. It's core to the practice of Netilas Yadayim to dry my hands before I eat the bread. And therefore, the very common halachic practice is we wash the hands, we raise our hands, we make the bracha, and then we dry our hands. And the idea is, even though we're making the bracha after the primary act of the mitzvah, there is one more action of the mitzvah, the drying of the hands, which we have not yet performed, and the bracha precedes that act. And that's why we make the bracha at that juncture. I do want to point out that if the bracha is going on the act of washing, it would really make sense not to speak from the time that one washes one's hands until the bracha is made. And as we know, once the bracha is made, one also doesn't speak until hamotzi is made. It is so common in the most knowledgeable, most observant of homes that people think, well, I have to stop talking once I make the bracha of Netilas Yadayim. And they have this whole conversation with someone while they're washing their hands. It's really incorrect, because the bracha is really adjoined to the action of the mitzvah, which here is washing the hands. But we want to do it before at least one part of the mitzvah, which is before the drying of the hands. Just to begin to discuss the laws of the vessel itself, what are the rules in terms of this vessel? So there's a basic obligation that the vessel used for Netilas Yadayim hold a revius. Revius is a very small amount of water. Let's say it's certainly safe to say if it's 3 fluid ounces, that certainly is a revius for these purposes. That's much less than your average disposable cup. So the vessel has to hold a revius. And there's also a whole discussion in halacha if the vessel is not able to stand on its own. You sometimes, for example, you sometimes will have cups and things of that sort. Maybe it's because they're broken. Maybe it's because they're made that way that you would need to hold them up. They couldn't stand on their own. There's a whole discussion in halacha if that's acceptable to use for washing or not. It's a little more complicated than time allows here. But you're definitely in the clear if your vessel holds revius and if it can stand on its own. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.